2025 is a period of a recovery in Southern Africa's agricultural output. But that doesn't mean we are out of the woods as the region. If you consider the staple crop, maize, in the region, for the 2025-26 marketing year, we believe that its demand will remain strong in this region. Now, this is a marketing year that started in May, and it corresponds with the 2024-25 production season, or 2025 season. That's the crop that we are currently harvesting across the region. If you remember, much of what we have been talking about in this podcast, as well as some of our writing, we've been talking about this recovery of the region, supported by favorable rainfall that we have received since the start of the season in October last year. And indeed, across many countries, if you think about Zambia, you think about Zimbabwe, Malawi, South Africa, the numbers are looking better than they were last year. But we have to remember that last year was a unique period because of the difficulties that the farmers encountered. We knew that it was an El Nino period, and El Nino in the Southern Africa region always meant that a higher possibility of below normal rainfall. But our reading of the situation, as well as what we were hearing from a number of scientists and the weather forecasters and various people that observe these conditions, was that the El Nino will be late in the season, meaning that we would start off with normal average rainfall, and perhaps maybe from around about February, March, we may start seeing the drought intensifying from March. That's at least what we saw even for much of what we're observing in South Africa. And as a result of that, the farmers went out and they planted the typical area that they would plant for various crops. And it was only then now, around about February, where we were hit by the drought. And it hit us way more earlier than what we were anticipating, because we were expecting that it would hit us in March. And many people had planted slightly early so that by February, the crop could pollinate and get through the flowering stages. By the time it dries up, we are already at a maturing stage where we required, in any case, warmer weather conditions. But the drought was earlier than we anticipated by roughly a month. That led to a destruction in a number of countries. In Zambia, they lost more than half of their maize crop. In Zimbabwe, they lost roughly 60% of their maize crop. And in fact, that year, Zimbabwe harvested about 630,000 tons of maize. And remember, Zimbabwe uses about 2 million tons of maize a year. So they were in a very, very bad condition. So we are recovering from that difficulty. But this year, the demand for maize will still be strong. But I think there is one country that will be driving that demand, and that country is Zimbabwe. Now, if you think about the production of last year that I was talking about, that their crop was about 630,000 tons, in part because of the drought. But it was also the fact that they had low fertilizer usage, amongst other things, because, of course, we're coming from a period of higher input costs. And that added to that mediocre season that Zimbabwe experienced last year. But, of course, South Africa also saw major losses in its crop. I think our harvest was down in maize by roughly 21% or so. It was far better than the losses we saw in Zambia, as well as in Zimbabwe, Malawi, and the other countries, in part because of the high fertilizer usage, differences in the seed cultivars, amongst other things, that somewhat cushioned us on that. But this time around, Zimbabwe is seeing a recovery in their maize crop. And in fact, their harvest for 2024-25 season, or 2025, is expected to be at 1.3 million tons. Now, this means that their crop is more than twice what they had harvested the previous season. So they are sitting in a reasonably better conditions. This is not their government data. This is a data coming out of the Pretoria-based unit of the United States Department of Agriculture. Now you may ask, why are you looking at the Americans? What is the Zimbabwean government saying about this? But look, these U.S. DA colleagues, they've been observing and looking at the Zimbabwean crop for many years, and we trust their data, and we've learned over the past couple of decades that they actually do a good job on understanding the dynamics of the Zimbabwean side. If anything, when you look at the Zimbabwean government data, it tends to actually over-exaggerate what is in there, more on the optimistic side, perhaps. Maybe I could put it in that way and say the government data tends to be more optimistic than the reality on the ground in Zimbabwe. But still, I mean, a 1.3 million tons crop is a very excellent harvest compared to what they had last year. But of course, this won't meet what Zimbabwe needs in terms of the annual maize usage. They use a year about 2 million tons, which means that roughly they have to import about 700,000 tons of maize. Now, last year, where they had a crop of about 630,000 tons, they were the big importers of maize. They imported over a million tons. And the great deal of their import came from South Africa. Now, that year, while South Africa was hit by the drought, the country was able to export. Yes, their harvest was not down as what we saw in Zimbabwe. It was down by roughly 21%. They still harvested a decent crop. But the other gain in South Africa is the fact that we had large carryover stocks from the previous season. That then enabled the country to have decent supplies so that it can be able to take care of domestic consumption, but also still export. The addition was the fact that the coastal regions of South Africa also started importing maize to an extent then that they were freed up to a certain extent from the supplies that were in the northern regions, which could be able to be exported to some countries that are more in need. And then Zimbabwe was one of those markets. And in fact, South Africa exported 2.3 million tons of maize. About 56% of those went to Zimbabwe. Exported 2.3 million tons of maize, and 53% of those exports went to Zimbabwe. This time around, though, I don't think that South Africa will be the only game in town. Yes, we will continue exporting. We are expecting a maize crop that is just over 14 million tons. And our annual consumption in South Africa is about 12 million tons, which means then that we'll have surplus to put out to the world market. But in that surplus to the world market, we won't be alone. Zambia has come back and come back in a big way. Zambia's maize production is estimated at 3.6 million tons. It's up from 1.5 million tons that they harvested last year. Now, if you think about how much maize Zambia utilizes a year, Zambia usually utilizes about 2.8 million tons of maize. Now, at 3.6, then surpasses that, which means that they will be back in export markets and having supplies to be putting out there, which is why I think this time around, yes, South Africa will play its part, but it won't be the only one. There will be a chance to also import from Zambia via Zimbabwe. And that's what I think will happen, because remember, it will depend on the prices, it will depend on the logistics, amongst other things, which is why then I still made the point of even saying, yes, this is a recovery period for Southern Africa when you are thinking about the grain production, but it doesn't mean that the demand and the imports by others will vanish. Zimbabwe will remain still on an importing side, but supported by these countries. But the fact that Zimbabwe's maize import needs will be less than last year is something that we are happy to see, because remember, in some of the seasons, when Zimbabwe imports, especially during times of crisis, you would see that the likes of the World Food Program and the others tend to participate in those import activities and importing maize from South Africa and the other regions for Zimbabwe. But what we don't always talk about is where the money for the World Food Program, the WFP, comes from. And if you read what's publicly out there, it is clear that they also do get funding from the USAID. Now you have this scenario where since the Trump or the US administration, the current administration took over, they have lessened their support for the USAID, which means then now on a USAID support for the World Food Program will also be negatively affected. So the fact that Zimbabwe need less maize, it does help in a current environment where the outside support that we typically see is no longer as readily available as in the previous years, where whenever there's a need, they would jump in. This does mean that we need to focus more on improving agricultural productivity in the region and the output in general. Yes, today Zimbabwe is here, but I do think that efforts of thinking about how does Zimbabwe finally come out of this difficulty that it is in of being a perpetual net importer of maize is a conversation that we must have, not only about Zimbabwe, but also about other African countries that are net importers of grains. Think more about investing to ensure that they improve their agricultural productivity. But that's a story for another day. But what I thought this week is important to say is that, yes, we see an improvement in grain output in Southern Africa, but the demand will still be large and Zimbabwe will still be playing a major role in those imports. But not so much now focusing on buying from South Africa, but also buying from Zambia and the other regions. And with that, folks, let me stop there. I thought it's important to put that point on the table. And yes, let me thank the folks that assist in putting this podcast together. That's Richard Humphrey, Sam Kokeli, Nelswe Chabalala, and Amanda Murimba. Follow me on all socials, Wandile Sihlobo, and follow the publisher of the podcast, The Financial Mail, as well as the Sim Kokeli podcast across all socials. Thank you so very much for listening.